Welcome to another edition of Papa's Perspective. I'm Bob Papa. The Giants play their ninth game of the season on Sunday in Seattle against the Seahawks. Yes, it's a short week, and it's long travel out to Seattle. But here are some of the things that the Giants need to do and remember as they go take on the defending Super Bowl champions. They've got to remember that physical style of play that they used in that three-game winning streak. Yes, the Giants have had a myriad of injuries, and I know injuries aren't an excuse. However, they could still play a physical brand of football, and that really is lining up and hitting somebody in the mouth. I mean, just winning each and every individual battle as best as you can and win that battle of turf war. Because what the Giants have to do in this football game is establish some semblance of a running game in order to not get in second and long and third and long situations. Because if you do that, you play right into Seattle's hands with the crowd noise and then all the silent counts and everything else. And the Seahawks defense feeds off that type of environment. The Giants have to be very productive on first down. And yes, it could be running the football. It could be using the short pass game as a first down play, but stay on schedule. The other thing that they cannot do is once they get that positive play on first down, one of the things that's plagued the Giants throughout this losing streak is the fact that there's a false start penalty or a delay of game or an illegal formation or an illegal shift, some sort of penalty that goes from a positive play and first and 10 to first and 15. Now, on the defensive side of the ball, the Giants are down numbers at the cornerback position, but there's nothing you can do about that. Those guys are gone and they're lost for the season. So where do I feel that the important part of this game for the Giants? It comes with that front four. It comes with that front seven. They've got to slow down that running game of Seattle and then wreak havoc on quarterback Russell Wilson. And that's my perspective. I'm Bob Papa with this week's Papa's Perspective.